Summer relaxation. Soma is a centre in our head associated with the moon, and so stimulates intuition and is calming. The first stages in the physical layer are familiar to us from other relaxations. So we move from the feet up, but the rest will be from the forehead, moving down, which will be cooling, and will bring in elements from the moon. So something a little different to the other relaxations you've practiced. Just try to stay awake during the relaxation. Just take a moment to lift your head and look down the length of your body towards your feet to check your alignment, to make sure you're lying straight. And when you're happy that's so, just lie back. Bring the awareness to your feet and start to make some circular movements with your feet, keeping the heels resting on the earth, just circling the feet in the air. And when you're ready, just move those feet in the opposite direction. And on the next inward breath, point the toes away from you. Breathing out, push the heels away. Breathing in, pointing the toes away. But as you do so, try and make this a whole leg movement. So when you push your toes away, you feel it on the tops of your legs, on the backs of your legs. Just making these movements a couple more times, breathing in, pointing the toes away, breathing out, pushing the heels away. Do this a couple more times and then just allow the legs to relax. Allow the legs to soften. Bring the awareness to the buttocks. Breathing in, squeezing the buttocks tight. Breathing out, allowing them to soften into the mat. Breathing in, tightening. Breathing out, softening. Once more, breathing in, tightening the buttocks. Breathing out, letting go. Beautiful. And we're going to tighten the abdomen now, the core muscles. Breathing in, tightening the tummy. Breathing out, releasing, softening. Once more, breathing in, tightening the abdominal muscles. And then releasing. The awareness moving up the spine to the shoulders. Breathing in, pressing the shoulders into the mat or squeezing them together, whatever works best for you. Breathing out, release. Breathing in, squeezing the shoulders together, breathing out, release. Now just rotate the arms. So we're going to lift the arms off the floor just a little, maybe an inch, maybe a couple of inches. Make a tight fist and just rotate the arms in the air. Strong, strong, strong. Holding them for a little bit longer and then allow the upper arms to move back to earth, the lower arms, the hands, to soften next to you on your mat. Bring the awareness now to your neck, to your head. And just for a moment, once again, lift the head up a little, feeling the strength in the neck, and then releasing. The awareness remains in the head that you very gently move from one side to the other, creating a nice stretch in the neck. And then allow your head to come back into center. Bring your awareness to your face. And give your face a lovely squeeze. Tighten your eyes, curl your nose, move your jaw from one side to the other. Whatever movement really gives you a good facial workout. Just have a good play with the face. And then when your face has had this lovely workout, allow it to soften and just bring the awareness to your breath without changing the rhythm of the breath. Just feel the breath coming in and flowing out. Then bring the awareness to your forehead to relax even deeper. The awareness moves behind your eyes. Behind the face, using every out-breath to soften a little bit deeper, to let go a little bit more. Taking the awareness to your neck. And on every out-breath, allow any tensions from your neck to flow backwards down into the earth. With the next inhalation, the awareness is moving down to the shoulders, flowing down through the arms, releasing as you breathe out. Moving through the spine, the abdomen, releasing any tension in that area. Flowing down to the hips, to the abdomen, to the core, allowing all to soften. On each outward breath, then allowing your awareness to flow down through your legs towards your feet with a lovely out breath. and moving up with your awareness back to your forehead, to the Ajna Center, feeling the Ajna Center expanding. As you focus in this space between the eyebrows, breathing in, allow a sense of spaciousness to gather here. Then you move your awareness down to the throat center, to Vishuddhi, the center that allows clear and easy communication. The awareness flows down to the heart center, Anahata, that point of the spine behind the heart, attention resting in this center of compassion and kindness. Just allow yourself to breathe in and out of the heart center. On the next exhalation, the awareness descends a little further down the spine to Manipura, the solar center, resting in this center of willpower and dynamism. Breathing out again, the awareness flows a little further down to Svadhisthana, the sacral center, right in the middle of the pelvic girdle. This center from which all our desires manifest. Just stay there with your breath for one or two more breaths. Then take your awareness down to Muladhara, the base center, the area where procreation and survival are priorities. Focusing there, resting there for just a moment. From there, letting your awareness flow down through your left leg on the next outward breath, allowing your body to relax to a deeper level. On the next outward breath, take your awareness from the tail through the right leg, down to the foot. Feel how your body is getting heavier and heavier, how it sinks into your mat. Breathe your awareness now back to your forehead, back to the Ajna Center, to the Soma Center, and here visualize a cool, cool light right at its heart. you could visualize a full moon, bringing calm and peace to your mind. Visualizing how that light touches on the glands in your head, and from there, that light will come to spread into your whole body, but right now, keeping that light at the Ajna center, stimulating and balancing the pituitary gland. Then allowing that light, that beautiful moonlight, to flow down into your throat, Vishuddhi, activating the thyroid and the parathyroid gland, balancing the physiology of your body. Allowing that beautiful, cool light to travel down to your heart center, to Anahata. Stimulating the thymus gland and improving the health of your heart and your lungs. And allowing that cool light to move from your Anahata to your Manipura chakra, giving strength to your adrenal glands. Bringing the awareness of that cool moonlight down to Svadhisthana, the sacral center. Balancing the reproductive organs and bringing discrimination within your desires. And then, taking that beautiful cool light to Muladhara, the base, bringing security, inner strength and courage as we've taken that moonlight through all the energy centers or chakras, filled them with light and strengthened them. Allow your mind to rest for a few moments in its own silence, resting for a few minutes. very gently, becoming aware of the weight of your body, the weight of your limbs resting on the floor. Becoming aware of where your limbs touch your mat. Becoming aware of how your body is deeply relaxed. And then allow your intuition to guide you in very gentle movements. Gently guiding your body into small movements. Trusting your body, your intuition, and you'll just know when it's time to come to lie on your side. Just gently allowing your body to awaken again, to come back to this room. And then when you're lying on your side, just become aware of your surroundings again in a very gentle way. There's no rush. At the moment, there's just lying on your mat. Just tuning into your body and your needs. And at some point, you'll feel ready to come to sitting. And when you are, just follow that feeling. And when you return to sitting, still keep the eyes shut, but nicely warm your hands by rubbing them together. Massage your face. Squeeze your ears. Whatever you need to just gently return to the room. Coming ever more into this present moment. Ever more into this day.